And later today on All Things Considered, the political divide is also a family divide. And speaking of the future president, the current president gave his annual State of the Union address last night. It's an event rich in political theater, from the president's big entrance to the supporting cast behind him to the players and critics in the gallery. For a review of last night's drama, we've called reporter Dana Milbank. He writes the Washington Sketch column for the Washington Post, joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So for the first time, the president had behind him not just Vice President Dick Cheney, but a Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Set the scene for us, please. Tell us how it played out.
Yes, indeed. And not just any woman. She was holding a large gavel. So he had to be very careful. But he came in with a gracious line about having the privilege of being the first president to say, Madam Speaker. They sort of clutched hands at the end. But in between, there are a lot of sort of barbed lines were designed to make the vice president, who was over Bush's right shoulder, pop up and applaud with the Republicans in the chamber and Nancy Pelosi not know quite what to do. And in fact, he did get her in quite a tough spot there. A couple of times she started to get up and applaud and realized she wasn't supposed to and quickly sat back down and took a drink of water or wiped her lips or scratched the back of her neck.
So a different mood in the chamber now that the Democrats control Congress.
Yeah, that's true. Even a couple of years ago when the Democrats were not controlling Congress, they felt free enough to heckle the president over his Social Security plan. But this time around, they are actually in power. And Madam Speaker had them, for the most part, on their best behavior last night. There were the occasional bits of odd behavior, as when Senator Barbara Boxer sort of dissed Condi Rice and walked right by her, when one of the Republican backbenchers started cheering as if he was at a football game, and then started working on his BlackBerry in the latter parts of the speech. But in general, people did what they're supposed to do, applauded politely, except when, of course, the military is invoked, then everybody cheers heartily.
And of course, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker, may be one of the few Democrats not running for president.
That's true. By my count, there were 10 in the chamber there. And in fact, Hillary Clinton was situated immediately behind Barack Obama, making it easier for her to actually place the knife into his back, if that's what she was trying to do. John Kerry, a few rows up, Chris Dodd and Joe Biden, a few seats down. And on the other side, you had Chuck Hagel and John McCain and Sam Brownback, people watching their every fidget. You know, the only time you could definitely count on them all being very enthusiastic in their applause was when Bush mentioned ethanol, which of course plays well in the Iowa caucuses.
Well, back to the sort of question of the Bush's policy in Iraq. You know, last night he asked Congress to, quote, give it a chance to work. Dana, what was the response?
There was, when he mentioned sending the additional troops into Iraq, there was sort of a deafening silence in the hall, then some sort of awkward applause led by a few of the Republican leaders, joined by neither the rank and file of the Democrats nor the Republicans. And, of course, the hearing begins at 9 a.m. this morning to voice the congressional displeasure of the president's Iraq plan. So nobody expected minds to be changed last night, and indeed nobody was disappointed.
Well, thank you very much for the review of last night's drama.
My pleasure.
Dana Milbank is a columnist for The Washington Post.